This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. And, well, we're not in the LRN studio tonight. We're actually in the campground of Rogers Campground up in beautiful Lancaster, New Hampshire. We have been here before to Rogers, not to New Hampshire Hemp Fest. We've been here previously for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. In the portable mobile studio tonight, it's Daryl
and Mark.
And we have a very special guest coming on. And Mark, I'll let you tell everybody who it is that we have and what makes this man so absolutely incredible.
So I'm a kind of a curmudgeon, right? I don't like live music.
You don't like things.
I don't like things, right? But generally...
And you consider most humans to be things.
Right, those two. But I don't like live music generally, and I expected to look like a cop to the rest of the people here.
Because of that haircut that you always brag about.
Me and my haircut, right?
That you've had since you were 12.
And I was sitting up here doing my work on my laptop in our remote studio, just kind of enjoying the mountain view. I really do love Rogers Campground and everything that goes on here. And then they were testing the music, the stuff
testing,
out there. I'm like, oh,
testing.
God, this is going to be loud. I'm going to hate this. And then the first person who came on, I didn't hear the intro or anything like that, but I began to hear the words of the songs. And I thought, wow, I really like what this guy's saying. And I listened to a song, and then I listened to another song, and I'm like, that wasn't just a one-off.
He's got a song titled Listen. So you were doing a good job following orders.
And I really, really enjoyed it. And then I got down, and I looked, you know, and I can't really see what's going on. The stage is so far from our studio. I'm like, there's a person down there. Well, that's very interesting. I came back, and then, you know, on his way out, he says, I'm Jordan Page, and my website is jordanpagemusic.com. And I'm like, oh, well, of course. I didn't realize Jordan Page was going to be here.
Who was Jordan Page other than a guy that played some songs that you like and you recognized his name and voice?
He does. I mean, the best I can say, libertarian music. I don't know that anybody else does it. Jordan, how do you describe it?
How do I describe what I do?
Yeah, what do you do?
Oh, my God. You know, I'm just writing songs about things that I care about. You know, I see the world through these eyes, and I didn't know when I first started writing songs about war and government corruption that anybody else felt the way that I did. I was that naive and that insulated, that in the dark. And once I started putting these songs out there, I realized there was a huge audience for this because so many people feel this way. And I didn't find out about, you know, like Ron Paul and all that until 2 years after I began. I thought I was going to have to start a liberty movement on my own. I didn't realize there already was one. So, you know, genre, I play liberty music. You know, I mean, I draw inspiration from bands like Pink Floyd and Led Zeppelin, you know, Pearl Jam, Alice in Chains, and Peter Gabriel, David Bowie. I mean, I love all these groups.
I could understand the words, I think, is the best way to describe this. Like, it was, you know, music I enjoyed, and I could understand the words.
Well, you know, my mom always gave me so much crap about that I would slur my words, and so she made me really self-conscious. But it made sense because so much of my music is about the message. It's not just, like, the music is the vehicle by which I carry this message, but the message is what's important. If people can't hear it, then it was a waste of time. So I try to enunciate so everybody can understand.
And you've got a very distinct sound, but at the same time, and I actually remember back in 2008 at the Revolution March, you actually sang a song to the person that I'm about to mention, a little bit of Bob Dylan.
Sure.
Sort of influence in there. And you wrote a song to Bob Dylan.
Yeah. Song for Bob was a song I wrote really early on in my development as an activist and as a conscientious objector. But it was really much, very much a spiritual encounter that opened me up and gave me the song. You know, I wrote it very, very quickly and really didn't put a lot of thought into it, and then it turned out to be this amazing song that so many people have identified with. Like, I have a lot of veterans who are fans of mine. I have a huge veteran fan base, and that always seems to be their favorite. favorite one for some reason or other.
Yeah, for whatever reason, you know, here on Free Talk Live, we have a, you know, there's people who call in and say, you can't besmirch our veterans by saying these wars are terrible or whatever it is they say. It's the veterans that call in over and over again.
Yeah, absolutely correct.
I don't know what people are thanking me for my service for. My service was to a bunch of liars and thieves. Understood. I was tricked. Now, that's what they say. You know, I don't say it.
But more often than not, I find that so many of these people have all joined the military for noble reasons.
Sure. They're courageous people.
They were all sold a bill of goods, and they went for it, and they wanted to do something noble. And then they turns out they find out when they're there, this is not at all what they said that it was about, and we're not fighting for freedom. We're basically the pointy end of a big business agenda. And I have so many friends who are veterans of you know, Afghanistan, of Iraq, and you know, the Gulf Wars. I mean, and you know, I come from a long military family. I'm like the first male in my family not to fight in a government sponsored war.
Me too.
You know, so and I'm very proud of that. You know, my dad's very proud of that because he was a sergeant in Vietnam, and he realized it was all a big lie too, and he didn't want me to go down that road, you know. And so I appreciate that, but I'm fighting a war here at home now. It's a culture war. For me, it's a spiritual war. It's an intellectual war. We're trying to free people's minds, and that has been what my mission is. I mean, I think that's what a lot of people's missions are, is to free people's minds. And I use my songs to get in the door.
Yeah, I think you really do. So there are songwriters who are musicians, right? Like they make some songs, they perform the songs, and their songs are good. There are songwriters who are poets who have a message that they wish to get to people, and they use music as a means to do that, to get a message out to people. And I'd say you definitely fall in the latter category from what I'm hearing. You had a just an epic speech that I did get on audio, and I will release it in time, but you had an epic speech here where you sort of connected the dots for this Hemp Fest audience. We're here in New Hampshire for the New Hampshire Hemp Fest at Rogers Campground. And most of the people here, they aren't liberty activists. They're probably not even hemp activists. They're really here to see some music and maybe participate in some marijuana civil disobedience or whatever.
That may or may not actually be happening. There's definitely music, but there may or may not be some cannabis civil disobedience.
I have no idea.
I ain't seen nothing.
But you went and connected the dots for these people about how this worked. And I just thought it was amazing, the message. And they started, when you just started talking, I didn't hear anything. And I only got to hear. I was not able to see what was going on as far as your speech goes. But I began to hear them cheering as, you know, at the pauses as time went by. And by the end, it was a crescendo from the crowd. They were excited that you had, you know, just sort of taken them through the timeline about how marijuana, you know, that there's people out there that profit from the fact that marijuana is illegal. Can you talk about some of the groups that profit from the fact that marijuana is illegal?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, well, that, you know, this speech was something that they asked me to do, I guess, a couple of weeks ago, and I've been sitting on it. You know, what am I gonna say? You know, and yesterday I just sat down and at my buddy's house and just wrote it. And
great words are often, they just flow out of you.
Yeah, that happened.
Yeah, they said that the tyrant Lincoln wrote the Gettysburg Address while on the train going to Gettysburg.
That's right, yeah.
And, you know, not to, you know, put,
it's a great speech,
Lincoln up on a pedestal, but it is a pretty good speech.
Sure.
And it's often regarded as, you know, like one of the best
one
ever
of the
delivered
speeches, sure,
by any American president or any politician anywhere for that matter.
Yeah. Well, any Jordan Page show, I'm not going to let you skate without giving you some hardcore truth. I don't do it. You know, my music isn't just easy listening type stuff where, you know, I mean, it's challenging you. And that's what I wanted to do here. I mean, your point is well founded, that a lot of these people, they're not in like the fight necessarily. It's their culture, but this is a culture war and they need to know what they're up against. And I don't generally assume that everyone connects all these dots. And so I decided to just kind of lay it all out. But it's all based on, the speech was based on the illegitimacy and violence of involuntary government.
And you've got a lot more going on in New England. We'll talk about that and your calls if you have a call for or a question for Jordan Page, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. Like 60% of you, I'm not impressed by the two-party system. It's a dinosaur. It's outmoded and no longer reflects today's America. Two-party politics doesn't work, and it hasn't worked for anybody but itself in decades. If we the people are wise, we will never again elect another president from within the entrenched, corrupt, co-opted two-party system. The office of president should serve the needs of everyone equally with respect and with fairness. I did it as governor, I'll do it as president. Google me. 60% of you have said you want another choice in 2016, and now you have one in me. We the people have a chance to do something in 2016 that may not come around again in our lifetimes. We have a legitimate chance to elect one of our own to the highest office in the land. Give me your vote one time and see what a difference one election can make.
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched, like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in, but at the moment, calls are restricted to questions for our guest, Jordan Page. In the mobile studio at New Hampshire Hemp Fest tonight, it's Daryl
and Mark.
And we'll get back to Jordan Page here in just a moment. And
something that I'm fairly certain Jordan would be a fan of and wants to happen is the debate between Adam Kokesh and Bernie Sanders. Roger Ver also wants it to happen, and in fact, he has anteed up $250,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of Bernie's choice if Bernie agrees to debate Adam Kokesh, and they can have this debate anywhere in the United States of America that Bernie Sanders wants it to happen. Bernie gets to choose the objective moderator, in which Adam and Bernie will have equal time at the end. Bitcoin Jesus, Roger Ver, has said that he will donate $250,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of Bernie's choice. Oh, yeah, and the charity of Adam's choice gets $50,000. You can learn more about that at bernie.freetalklive.com. That's bernie.freetalklive.com. We've got Jordan Page in the mobile studio with us tonight. And Mark had referenced the speech that you gave about an hour and a half ago, where you had said, you know, people profit from the war on drugs.
Correct.
And you need to follow the money.
That's correct.
So where does the money lead?
Well, you have to understand first, this is a multifaceted criminal enterprise. It's not just one place or two places or three places. There are many fingers on this hand. Ultimately, it's the U.S. government. You know, it's widely established the U.S. government is probably the largest drug dealer in the world. And keeping cannabis illegal artificially inflates the price and creates scarcity. Okay? And it also creates dangerous drug cartels and creates all kinds of problems. You also have the police unions and the prison industrial complex. Half of the prisoners in America are there for nonviolent drug offenses. Okay, so every single one of those people that's in prison represents a dollar amount, a government subsidy. Okay,
yes.
And next to zero cost labor. I mean, these guys make like 5 cents an hour.
If they're lucky.
If they're lucky. If they can get that kind of work. So,
well, some of the guys are told you have to work, otherwise you go to solitary confinement.
Exactly. So the prison industrial complex is, and the private prison industrial complex, these groups need cannabis to be illegal in order to keep their budgets inflated, in order to keep money coming in. I mean, this is a trillion-dollar industry with a T. Trillion-dollar industry. They are profiting off of the misery of millions of people. Millions of people. Families destroyed, lives completely ruined. The police unions, like, cannabis is their bread and butter for most police departments.
Yeah.
I mean, like 85% of drug arrests are cannabis.
Right. So every single one of those arrests justifies more tax dollars going to their department.
Sure. They're successful, right?
Exactly.
Every time there's been legislation here in New Hampshire to make pretty much any change to the cannabis laws, there's the head of the New Hampshire Police Association testifying against it and, you know, basically saying if we, you know, reduce this penalty, then we lose all this money and this
exactly.
And that, and then kids will just be shooting up heroin in the middle of the playground if they can smoke a joint.
Yeah, this is the one thing that these spokespeople for the police can never answer, and because nobody can answer, this is an unanswerable question. So no law enforcement answer.
They won't answer.
Well, they couldn't. This question is, what damage is done to the psychologically to kids, just generally, when they find out things like, you know, marijuana is not nearly as harmful as I was told in DARE class. Now, I'm not saying that it's a right thing for everybody to run out and smoke marijuana. I wouldn't say that at all. But I will say that marijuana is a drug and can be used, beneficially for people's lives. And it's far less harmful than alcohol.
Absolutely true.
So when you look at, those sorts of things, and then somebody says, hey, this is not that big of a deal, and they've broken a law. Once you've broken a law, it's easier to break more laws.
Correct.
How many laws have been broken simply because people realized that this was a bad law in the first place?
Exactly.
And you can't answer
that question. And sometimes, like, anytime you want something to change, the culture has to change it. If legislation is passed, it's because the culture demanded that it be passed. That's why the only thing I care about, I don't care about political campaigns. I don't care about who wins and who loses. All I care about is the information getting out, being disseminated to the public, because once the public demands cannabis, it will have it. Okay, but you have the, also have, in addition to the prison industrial complex, you have the pharmaceutical industrial complex, which is tied in with big government, with the FDA, with all these agencies that protect their monopolies and keeping cannabis illegal, because it's I don't need to like teach people now that cannabis is the cure for cancer. People get that cannabis is the cure for cancer now. It's the cure for a whole lot more. Most folks, probably 90% of the people on this planet, don't know that their body is endowed with an endocannabinoid system. And that system is designed to react to the cannabis plant in order to kill cancer, in order to create homeostasis in every aspect of biological function. And pharmaceuticals, they don't treat, they treat symptoms. They don't deal with curing people. Right. If you are in the business of curing people, you're not going to be in business very long. They want to keep people sick. That is part of their agenda, is to keep us dependent on their drugs. How profitable would an AIDS cure be when you have AIDS drugs that will keep people alive, and they will keep taking them and keep taking them and be dependent on them? How profitable really would a cure for cancer be, rather than continuing to string people along with expensive treatments, with expensive cancer treatments? Cannabis is the cure. Cannabis oil is the cure. There are so many uses for this plant, and I'm not even talking about hemp, which could totally save the world and stop the destruction of rainforests. And I mean, you have an acre of hemp versus an acre of trees produces more raw material than an acre of trees and grows back in 4 to 6 weeks as opposed to 20 years.
Right.
So, of course, the timber lobbies are going to be against it, and they're going to pay big money to our politicians to keep it Schedule One. And hemp and cannabis go hand in hand.
It was William Randolph Hearst that basically, this is a newspaper magnate from, I think, the 30s, who, I've been to his house, Hearst Castle. He was really well invested in things like, you know, paper, the paper industry. He had pine forests and these sorts of things. And so it was in his interest to make hemp illegal because, well, hemp could make paper better than pine trees could.
Correct.
Not usually as white and as pure as the paper, but you don't need that in all forms.
William Randolph Hearst got together with Harry J. Anslinger, who was the head of the Federal Bureau of Narcotics. It was a brand new agency in 1930, and he was the very first head of that department.
He's a real peach.
Oh, yeah. And he realized that he could grow this agency by leaps and bounds by demonizing cannabis. And he teamed up with Hearst to create a disinformation and propaganda campaign to turn the American public against cannabis.
And we'll continue. Jordan, hopefully you can stay over another segment. And if you have a question for Jordan Page, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are on location at the New Hampshire Hemp Fest. We in studio tonight, it's Daryl and Mark, and we're joined here in this first hour by special guest Liberty Rocker Jordan Page. And Jordan, you gave this absolutely amazing speech that I heard sitting, I think I was at the LRN outreach booth. Mark obviously was up here in the studio, and you were talking about, you know, the process of how this plant, cannabis, came to be illegal, and you had mentioned Henry Anslinger being, what was it, the head of the National Narcotics?
It was the Federal Bureau of Narcotics. It was a brand new agency in 1930, and he was the head of it.
And there was a speech that he gave demonizing cannabis, and you have part of that. Could read?
Sure. He made many statements publicly. These quotes are from different ones. This isn't like for just from one speech, but these are a few of the things that he told the American people.
So that's a composite of things.
It's
that
a composite
he said
of various things, but these are direct quotes. And he had teamed up with William Randolph Hearst, who owned a chain of newspapers, which was the primary means of disseminating news at the time. And so this was what the entire country was reading, and this propaganda campaign that they did really turned a lot of people against cannabis. So this is a direct quote. There are 100,000 total marijuana smokers in the U.S., and most are Negroes, Hispanics, Filipinos, and entertainers. Their satanic music, jazz, and swing result from marijuana use. This marijuana causes white women to seek sexual relations with Negroes, entertainers, and any others. End quote. Next one. The primary reason to outlaw marijuana is its effect on the degenerate races.
Nice.
Marijuana is an addictive drug which produces in its users insanity, criminality, and death. You guys ever meet anybody who died from smoking weed?
I haven't met much as far as criminality either.
Okay.
Falling asleep ain't a crime. Unless you're driving while you do it, and then
that's a big deal.
Not recommended at all.
This is the worst one. Reefer makes darkies think they're as good as white men.
Yeah, that's pretty telling.
Marijuana leads to pacifism and communist brainwashing.
Wow.
You smoke a joint, and you're likely to kill your brother.
But pacifism.
Pacifism.
Right.
And to finish, marijuana is the most violence-causing drug in the history of mankind.
But it also makes you a pacifist. So, like, that's just complete absurdity and doublespeak.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter. I mean, it's obvious that it was successful. And
of course it was.
They learned about prohibition from alcohol.
Right.
And they made their new marijuana prohibition. They made it much more bulletproof than alcohol prohibition was.
I don't know if it is more bulletproof or not.
It lasted a hell of a lot longer.
Right. It's lasted a lot longer, but, you know, it seems to be that there's a lot of bullets being flung in the direction of the drug war. You know, metaphorical bullets, of course.
Right.
Where
there's a drug war, and the drugs have won.
Four states plus the District of Criminals thus far have, you know, made laws saying that, yes, it's okay for certain adults to possess cannabis in public. You can't use it in public, but you can possess it. You know, there are certain regulations on transferring ownership of the plant. But, Jordan, there was something, I want to sort of shift gears here for a moment. There was something that you had mentioned earlier about being a conscientious objector.
Correct.
Were you at one time in the military or planning on joining? Like, how did you become a conscientious objector?
It had occurred to me because, you know, obviously I came from a military family. You know, every grandfather, great-great-grandfather, and my father had all fought in American wars, like Lieutenant Dan in Forrest Gump,
yeah.
You know. And I was...
Forrest, I'm supposed to die!
Exactly. And I started realizing that I did not want that to be my path in life. But my dad had a lot to do with that. All of his stories that he told me, he was very open in sharing with me his experiences in Vietnam and the horror that he witnessed there and participated in, that was not the direction he wanted me to go. He wanted me to go to college. He dropped out of college his last year in college to enlist. And so it was really important to him when I graduated, because it was like a fulfillment for him. And my life took a much different direction. But ultimately, I ended up becoming a voice of resistance in this culture war that we have here in America, fighting against this evil regime that occupies the District of Criminals, as you so aptly put it. I consider myself a conscientious objector because I am a man of conscience. I am a man of principles. I live by those principles, or I try to. I did the best of my ability. And my principles don't allow me to pick up a rifle and fire it at someone who is not my enemy, who poses no threat to me. Just because the U.S. government has enemies does not mean that you and I have that these are our enemies.
Certainly. And I wish that more people would understand that. But you've got a like regional tour going on while you're up here in New Hampshire for HempFest?
Correct. So I was booked for this show at HempFest and decided to build a tour around it. And I've been in Grafton, New Hampshire. I've been in Hudson, Massachusetts with Massachusetts Oath Keepers.
You did a concert in Grafton?
I did.
Wow. When was the last time they had a concert in Grafton?
Well, there's some great activists in Grafton who have created this liberty community there. And they've got 24 acres that they've been developing and turning into a place that people can come and participate in fellowship, essentially. And they're good friends of mine, and they brought probably 80 people together, and I just jammed out for them for about 3 hours, and it was awesome. Had a great time. There was food, music, lots of friends, a huge bonfire.
Was that the Hoyt Farm? Is that what they call that location?
No.
Sorry, I was just guessing.
No, I'm sorry. I don't think that's it. But it doesn't really have a name other than like the 24 acres.
So what other gigs do you have coming up?
Oh, sure. So tomorrow I'm heading down to Rhode Island for a house concert type situation, and it's kind of like a semi-private gig. And then I'm going to be playing in Contoocook in New Hampshire on Saturday night before I head home. And these are all on my website and Facebook page, and you can see what the
And home again, you said, out in Montana with the wife and 714 children?
715.
715, right, because of the new one.
Right, exactly.
You don't actually have over 700 children, but you do have a fairly large class.
It feels like it sometimes, but, you know, we're raising, my wife Mary and I are raising a really unique group of people who are naturally libertarian. I ask them questions, and...
I love seeing the Page Kid quote of the day on Facebook,
by the way. Well, see, they have these deep, powerful insights into the absurdities that adults create in the world. And I ask them questions, and they're appalled by the policies that government has and by the violence that it uses to instill those policies. And so we're raising a really strong group of liberty-minded people who we're teaching them to ask questions. We're teaching them to ask us questions. Ask us any question. You know, if you think I'm wrong, tell me why. I'll listen to you. We treat them like little adults, and they end up being really amazing people. And we homeschool them, so the state is not, ingraining their nonsense doctrine into their little tender minds.
How do I get this Jordan Page child quote of the day thing?
It's something that
you got to follow me on Facebook, Mark.
Yeah, I'm his Facebook friend, and it comes up in my newsfeed of Jordan Page posted a status, and it'll be just Page Kid quote of the day.
Yeah,
it says that I have to follow you because you've got too many friends.
I'll delete someone for you, Mark.
Click follow. But yeah, I love these because I'll read these quotes. And I'll notice, you know, like, there's a lot of deep philosophy here, and then I remember all of your kids are, like, kindergarten age.
Right.
I think, what, the oldest is probably second grade now?
Yeah, just about. So, I mean, he's probably further than second grade in what he's learned, but he'd be in second grade. So
if we were in the government indoctrination system.
Exactly. So my favorite one of all time, I think Johnny was maybe five. And I was putting everybody to bed, and I crawled up into the top bunk, and I scooped him up and was hugging him and giving him a kiss on his head. And he nuzzled into me, and he says, I love you, Daddy. And I said, I love you too, buddy. And he says, you know what, Dad? If all the people would just love each other, the whole system of government would die.
It's the truth. JordanPageMusic.com.
Yes.
JordanPageMusic.com.
That's right. And you can go to Facebook and look him up, Jordan Page. He's got a page, I guess, fan page.
Yeah, that's what it's called. Just look me up on Facebook and send me a friend request.
NHHempFest.com.
And your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-721-9369. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-721-9369. That's 1-800-721-9369. 1-800-721-9369.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at VNIINC.com/ProHealth. That's VNIINC.com/ProHealth.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's the toll-free call-in line. We are at the New Hampshire Hemp Fest. We're not in the cozy LRN studios. We're actually in front of a live studio audience at New Hampshire Hemp Fest. We sitting in tonight is Daryl
and Mark,
and we actually have Jordan Page staying with us for one more segment. He'll take calls about anything this segment, and we'll actually get to your calls. But first, I want to tell you about Liberland, the European micronation that has recently had recognition proposed by 7 Polish legislators. Recognition of the libertarian micronation is a top priority and is really just a matter of keeping their name in the news and being determined. They're actually good at both. The Chicago Journal of International Law just released a 35-page essay making the case for statehood for Liberland. And Roger Ver, Bitcoin Jesus, has also come out on both the side of Liberland with stated and financial support. And so far, there have been about 100,000 people request citizenship in Liberland, but it's not that big. It's only about 3 square miles. So in order to qualify for citizenship, you must substantially contribute to the growth of Liberland. Go to liberland.org to find out more. Mark, let's go to the phones, and who do we have?
Sarah in New Mexico.
Sarah in New Mexico, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Mark, and Jordan. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, you know what? We did have a marijuana election here as a poll, like a non-binding election, and the question was to be in a possession with like an ounce. What is that? Like there was a like a maybe sandwich bag or less to be considered.
Well, you can put any amount inside of a sandwich bag. If you've got a big sandwich bag, yes you can.
The sandwich bag is a certain size. It's the size a bag the size of a sandwich, Daryl. Stop being so weirdly
literal.
Well,
when I think sandwich bag, I think Ziploc bag, but whatever.
Yeah, any bag could be a Ziploc. You can have luggage that has a Ziploc. Go ahead, Sarah.
But the point is, my whole thing is that, you know, Albuquerque voters, our Bernalillo County, the surrounding area, we passed it by 70%.
But you said it was non-binding, so it doesn't matter what the percentage was that voted in favor, but what wound up happening?
Well, the whole thing is, is the mayor, he's a Republican, and the governor is a Republican. They just ignored Bud, and they just completely ignored it. Like you said, it was a non-binding survey, and it was just completely worthless. But
well, Sarah, don't expect these things to happen overnight. The marijuana activism that we've seen come to fruition in places like Oregon and Colorado and Washington, and frankly, California to a large extent, and Alaska and these sorts of places, it didn't happen overnight. It's not like one flash of lightning occurred and marijuana was legal. Things have to occur. And yes, that has put the Republican governor and the Republican mayor on notice that this is coming down the pike, and they better figure out how to design their political careers to deal with it.
Right, and the whole thing about it is that I just want to let the whole country know there's a huge support in New Mexico that want to invite like marijuana businesses and so forth. And what was interesting is that they were paying people like $10 an hour, like $80 a day, to just get people out to vote for this one item, non-binding polling on this one marijuana issue.
Hold on, what do you mean they were paying people $10 per hour to vote?
To get people out to vote.
Somebody had, like, I was thinking it was the business fund.
Oh, okay, that's different than paying people to go vote.
Well, no, not paying them, the canvassers. That was encouraging people, that, like, knocking on people's door. They were being paid to get people out to vote for just one thing, which was this.
Do you think those people should have not been paid to do a job? If they were hired to go knock on people's doors and ask them to vote on this certain initiative, do you think that they should not have been paid?
But the surprise, the twist into this thing is that who has this kind of money to be able to pay out, like, that's $80 a day to get people out to vote for this one item? And I have to be, I have to think that it was, have to be like successful business owners from, like Denver, Colorado, that wanted to open up the business market here because they were doing so well.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
About the state.
Sure, they said, yeah, they might want a franchise.
But then there's also nonprofit or nonpartisan organizations that do fundraising to do various things. So there's the Marijuana Policy Project. There's Normal. There's probably another couple LEAPs, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, where they do things where they raise money, and then some of these organizations, some of what they do as education is they find people that are willing to go knock on doors and ask people to go out to vote on election day. And so, if somebody's being hired to do a job, they should be paid. It doesn't matter whether or not you think that the money's coming from some greedy businessman or if it's coming from somebody that can only spare $5.
Sure. Wherever it's coming from, it's a good thing.
Right. And, people that are hired to do a job should get paid to do the job. You shouldn't, just because it's politics, everything should be volunteer. That's completely absurd.
Right. Names don't get jump on the petitions themselves.
Right.
Yeah, so I just want to, broadcast to do a shout out to the California, Oregon, and everything. The New Mexico is very willing. There's a huge support to, make marijuana, more popular and business here. But New Mexico never get any notices. Like nobody cares what we do here. So I'm glad I got this opportunity to, let people know that, we just need a little bit of help and maybe we could legalize it. Because I think we do have medical marijuana. I've seen, stores where you could get medical marijuana if you were, a veteran or something like that, medical card, they have that. So, I just wanted to let people know that don't pass us by because there's a lot of people that make efforts.
Well, maybe I need to come to New Mexico and do a tour for you, sweetheart.
That's exactly right. Sarah, thanks for the call. Jordan Page will get marijuana legalized in New Mexico.
And let's go to, who's that other call?
Ralph in New Jersey.
Let's go to Ralph. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Mark, and special guest Jordan Page. What's on your mind? Ralph in New Jersey, going once. Ralph in New Jersey, going twice. I do not hear Ralph in New Jersey.
That's because he's on hold now.
So, yeah, put him back on hold. We might try bringing him back on in hour number two. Again, Jordan Page, thank you for being on during this first hour. And, again, JordanPageMusic.com. And after this little New England tour that you have, what's next on your plate?
I'm going to be in. I'm going to be doing several festivals next month. The big one's going to be the Free Mind Fest in Philadelphia, September 24th and 5th.
Okay.
I'm going to be that's in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I'm also going to be performing live at the Avalon Theater in Easton, Maryland, which is
a big deal.
That's a big gig.
Now, who sets this up for you? Do you have a promoter, or does the wife take care of it?
He's this really talented, smart, funny, handsome, bald guy that I know. His name's Jordan Page.
You can do all that and sing, huh?
And make babies.
And make babies.
A lot of them. Six, I think.
I want to give just a quick shout out to my buddy Brandon, because he's been my unofficial tour manager this week.
We don't generally allow shout outs, but because it's from somebody that we've invited onto the show, go ahead with your shout out. Well, and I actually know this guy, so you know I can vouch for him.
He's good people, and he really, you know, he saved the day in several ways this past week.
Wasn't he the one that danced naked on the stage at the
No, he was not. No, that was the other bearded redhead. At the Libertarian Convention. And somehow I keep getting blamed for that because he volunteered on my campaign and was one of my supporters.
That's awesome.
So, you know, somehow I'm responsible for every bad decision people make if I even know them.
Yeah, and for those that don't know, during the Libertarian Party's presidential nomination, somebody got up there to give a speech and then decided that they would tear off their Velcro suit and
do a striptease.
And nothing but some thong. And it was very funny.
It was hilarious.
As stated in the minutes for the Libertarian Party National Convention, he disrobed to musical accompaniment. That's probably the greatest line ever written in minutes for a political party's convention.
Awesome.
He disrobed to musical accompaniment. Jordan Page, hopefully you do not disrobe the next time you're on stage, although you are a sexy, sexy beast. And, again, thank you for being on Free Talk Live with Daryl Lamar.
JordanPageMusic.com.
And your calls and thoughts, welcome. Hour 2 coming up next. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do not have Skype, at least not tonight. Hour 2 coming up next. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.